Welcome to Banish the Bad Mood Mama with Brandy Astwood. So today I want to talk to you about the power of saying no. It seems to me that there are a lot of women that are infected with the yes disease. You know, saying yes to anything and everything that people ask you. Saying yes, leaving yourself run down and ragged. Saying yes to projects you're not fully completely passionate about. And why? Because you feel like you should or you could. Or perhaps it's a control issue. You think if you don't say yes, no one else will, or if somebody else says yes, they won't do as good of a job as you. But I got a question for you. How many times have you said yes to something you really didn't want to do? Or something that really just put your plate on overload? What happened? I know for me personally, when I used to be infected with the yes disease and didn't know how to say no politely and respectfully, that I would end up doing a half-assed job. I would get distracted. I would drop the ball. I would forget details. And basically, I would do a crappy job. Now, most of the time, people told me they were perfectly happy with what I did. But I knew within myself, I did not do the job that I could have. Because I see the difference from when I commit to something that I am energized by, passionate about, versus when I say yes to something because I should, or because I wonder how people will think of me if I say no. By learning to say no, I and other women I've coached have learned how to say yes to themselves. That by saying no to projects and activities that do not serve your highest good, you're actually freeing the space up for somebody else to come in, somebody who wants to, who's passionate, who is eager. So next time you're tempted to say yes to a project that internally you go, ugh. Just remember that when you say yes to that project, you are being selfish. You are taking away from somebody else because you are not the right one for that job. That's why you had that reaction. That's why you felt your shoulders kind of slump. That's why you find yourself avoiding the task to complete. So next time, just say no. Now, perhaps it might be hard for you to just say no because you've been trained for a very long time to please people, to make people around you happy. Believe me, I am intimately connected with that. And here is a little trick that I've learned that helps so much that gives me the space to respectfully say no. When somebody asks me to take part in a project or to do something, even if I have an immediate, yes, I want to do that, I've learned to say, let me get back to you on that. I need to check my schedule. That allows me time to sit with the decision, to really feel if this is for my highest good, if this is where I'm to serve. A lot of times I call back, or I email back and I say yes, because I can do it. I'm energized by it. But just as many times, I have to call and I say, I'm so sorry. I don't have the time to completely devote to this. And there might be people who get a little bit pushy. And you may find that a little bit hard as you begin. But each time you honor yourself and other people by saying no, you will be amazed by the ripple effect. So this week, practice saying no. Practice giving yourself the time to decide. And then I want to hear from you over on Facebook or here on Audioboo. Make sure you check out our website at banishthebadmoodmama.com and know that lots of new meditations are coming your way.